It's time to awaken to your ultimate potential.
Always something to learn.
The more real and truthful you can get with yourself, the happier you're going to be.
Nothing happens in the comfort zone.
There are no set rules on how to attain success and to feel fulfilled.
Each one of us are born with a purpose.
For me, I knew there was something bigger.
You don't conquer the mountain, you conquer yourself.
I'm Crystal Bauer, wellness expert and entrepreneur. Each week, I'm speaking with incredible individuals, inspiring you to awaken your ultimate potential. Welcome to the Live Greatly podcast. On today's episode of 2 Minutes of Motivation, we are going to be talking about developing self-love. I had a really great conversation this week with Sian Bylock, and she talked about how to not choke under pressure. And that inspired me to spend a little bit of time with you today on developing self-love, because too often we are so hard on ourselves. And the first thing that you can do to start developing more self-love is to start practicing forgiveness for yourself. Whatever it is that you're holding on to, whatever regrets, whatever resentment you have towards yourself, it's time to let it go. Look at it in the bigger picture of whatever it is you went through. It was a learning lesson. You were learning, you were growing, you're human. And from those experiences, you gained a lot of wisdom. So look at it from that bigger picture of lessons learned and give yourself the love and compassion of forgiveness. The second piece of self-love is to set realistic expectations for yourself. Too often we can beat ourselves up if we're not achieving what we had set out for ourselves. And sometimes that just comes down to you're setting unrealistic goals for yourself. So setting more micro goals that are achievable can encourage you to actually succeed and to have the motivation to move forward. And the third thing is meditation and mindfulness. So in meditation, in mindfulness, where you're being present in the here and now, meditation where you're focusing on your breath, it creates space around your thoughts. And with that, a new perspective can emerge. And with mindfulness, that's also about letting go of the past and not worrying about the future and just being present in the here and now. And all of these things can really help develop self-love. So again, the first thing is forgiveness. That's a big one. The second thing is setting realistic goals and expectations for yourself. Set these micro goals that you can achieve, and that'll give you that sense of empowerment. The third thing is to develop some sort of a meditation and mindfulness practice. So I hope that this helps you. And until next time, this is Crystal Bauer with Live Greatly, inspiring you to awaken your ultimate potential.
It was wonderful spending time with you today. Just one quick ask. This information is incredibly important to more than just you. So think of just one person today that you can share this episode with, and together we can spread this message that you don't have to sacrifice your well-being to attain success to others who need it. Valuable episodes like this one are published weekly so you and others can have the benefit of reaching your ultimate potential. So click the share button, get this episode into the hands of just one person you know who would gain great value from it. I will see you next week.